No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
To the podcast, today's a special day. It's a big special day, mainly because of the fact that we have Rebecca Rosen in. And also, this is your last chance to win VIP tickets to Whiskey Fest, Omaha Whiskey Fest, on the 4th of October. And congratulations to everyone who's won, by the way. We're happy, to give you stuff. But Molly, you want to give the keyword? You need this keyword.
So the keyword for this last pair is fest. So far we've had Omaha, we've had whiskey, and now it is fest, F-E-S-T, fest. We're keeping it real creative over here on the Big Party Show.
Hey, and you know what? And people misspell all the time. So take the keyword fest, go to bigpartyshow.com powered by Bythewood, and enter it into Word. On the contest page, you'll find it. It's pretty simple. Once you hit the home page, it's everywhere. You just click and go. All right. And then, you can win VIP tickets, which are the best tickets you can ever get. Hence VIP.
You can get in early. You get access to areas that other people, just the regular public, doesn't. Food, sure. Drinks, all sorts of everything.
Okay. So Rebecca's going to be coming on shortly, and she's going to do some reading. She also has a live event coming up on Thursday, by the way. That we'll chat about as well. Motivation, let's kick it off. Wednesday's motivation. I'm going to give you a choice, A or B. The last two, by the way, Molly has picked demotivation.
Just, it's like, that's where my energy goes.
I think so. All right, so what is it, A or B today?
Let's do A.
A, okay. Here's the motivation for you. There you go.
Let me tell you something, right? Even though a butterfly cannot see his own wings, everybody else can see how beautiful that butterfly truly is. Keep being beautiful. We see you even when you don't see yourself as being beautiful. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
Think of all those people in the cars that are just like, what am I in the background of? My God.
Is that a microwave? That's a microwave. Yes. Yeah.
That's a microwave that he cut the bottom out of and apparently made into a hat.
Hey, I was impressed by the fact that he can shut it by the turning of his head.
Slam.
You know, and then also,
how many takes did that take?
I don't know. Look how he stops. He stops with one arm. I mean, it's pretty amazing what he does. And I've seen a few of his stuff, but yeah, there's your A.
Does he always have the microwave on his
head? Yes.
Always. So that's like that's his signature piece.
I like how he doesn't take off cut the cord. You know what I mean? It's just hanging. Yeah.
Still there. Yeah. Just waiting.
Yes. Let's do it one more time. Look at that.
Let me tell you something, right? Even though a butterfly cannot see his own wings, everybody else can see how beautiful that butterfly truly is. Keep being beautiful. We see you even when you don't see yourself as being beautiful. And don't forget that shit, you heard? Oh,
my God. Look at that. Oh, my God. Hey, by the way, if you're watching on YouTube, we got the sweet Wylene behind you. She's helping us out with Rebecca Rosen today. All right. But we have that special guest right here, the lovely Rebecca Rosen. She should be jumping in here in 2 seconds here.
Love it. This is always such a
treat.
There
she is.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
We're doing great. We're just doing some motivational stuff.
Just some of that. We all need it.
Yep. Should I play this? I should play this for Rebecca, right?
Oh, my gosh. Rebecca,
I'm gonna
prepare
play
yourself.
Prepare. This is motivational.
Let me tell you something, right? Even though a butterfly cannot see his own wings, everybody else can see how beautiful that butterfly truly is. Mm-hmm. Keep being beautiful. We see you even when you don't see yourself as being beautiful. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
Oh, my God.
Right?
That gets your attention.
Oh my and God.
Anyone that's on that street just wondering what in the world is happening.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So well, every show I give Molly an A, B, or C, right? On motivation. And generally I would just in the beginning just pick them. And then what happened was that I'm like, well, now we have demotivational and all these things are just coming up. So I give Molly a choice, A, B, or C. And the last 2 weeks she has been last 2 episodes, she's been picking demotivational.
Oh, unbeknownst to me. Just apparently that's where my energy's going, which, yeah. Yay.
Yay. That's funny. Wow. What's really funny is my son has a personalized license plate. It says microwave. And last night I was following him somewhere and I'm thinking, that's a sign. So maybe that's my sign, the microwave.
Oh, my gosh. How weird is that?
He has an electric car, and he says it sounds like a microwave.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Who knows? But thank you. Really there's my message.
There you go. All right, so you're going to do some readings today. We have some people. Yes. We're going to get them on here real quick. But you also have a live event coming up on Thursday, right?
I do. It's a large audience event remotely on Zoom. And so it'll be 2 hours of doing readings.
Okay. And how does somebody get, like, jump up part of that? How's that going
to
work for you?
Go to my website, RebeccaRosen.com, and it's available.
Okay. All right. All right. So, and we'll remind you guys, of course. All right. So, the first person on board, Rebecca, is Tracy. Tracy, you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Say hi to Rebecca Rosen.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
Oh.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
My pleasure. It's so good to connect with you. Tracy, has your dad passed away?
Yes.
Right when you got on, I could feel this very loving, protective energy of a dad. So he's standing there. He's also talking about, has mom passed?
Yes.
Who, they're showing me.
No, not my mom.
Okay, so his mom. What do cardinals mean to you? Do you see cardinals, birds, and associate that with somebody?
Yes, he has. Sorry, I'm going to try really hard not to be emotional. He has a very good friend of his who has become very important to me since his death. Mm-hmm. And she associates cardinals with people who have died.
Okay, you guys have had that conversation. And so what he's saying to you is, I will send you signs, one being the cardinal. They keep showing me a JR, like John Robert. So it's either that there's one person whose name are those initials, or there's two souls, spirits, JR, John Robert. Do you know where that goes? And somebody had lung issues. Was that your dad? Really significant, either breathing issues, was on a respirator, lung cancer. What is the lung?
I don't know.
Okay, let me go quick.
So there's,
this is stuff you should write down. I know you can't at this moment, but you'll go back to this. They want me to bring up, do we know a gene who passed?
I don't know.
So the friend the friend you just mentioned who's significant with the cardinals, you may want to ask, is it a she or who is that person?
It's a she. Diane is her name.
You may want to ask her who some of these names are and what this means, because they could be using you as a messenger for her. Now, let me keep going.
Okay.
So dad wants you to stay the course. When I see that, it means you're at a significant point, like a crossroads in your life. And he's telling you that there's a lot that you need to decide. And he's telling you you're on the right track, but you need more time. And he's waving you forward. Like, things will become clear in very soon. And do you have any background in healthcare? Are you a nurse, therapist?
No, education. I am a special needs teacher, mm-hmm. and I am currently trying to, I'm subbing right now because I don't have a job yet.
That's what this is about. It's about you showing up as a caregiver and being very emotionally available to all these people that rely on you. But then he's saying things will start to fall into place. So you're not off. It's almost like the universe hasn't caught up with you yet. And what he's also saying to you is like, I keep seeing by the end of this year, you're going to have this opportunity. It's a gift. And that gift would be coming, A, your dad's helping, but B, you've earned it. Okay. And what he's saying, November. I just keep saying November. So I'm going to plant that seed so you don't get discouraged. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And then they're talking about you feel overly responsible for like everyone around you. And that's exhausting. And he's talking about the two. Do you have two kids?
Yeah.
There's a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to ask for more help. And his mom, because I'm seeing the mom with your dad, that would have to be your grandmother, is essentially saying, I'm here to assist you. That would mean she's a guide. Okay. Was your dad in the service? Do you know why I'm seeing a flag?
Yes. Yes. Air Force.
Yeah. You're going to see signs with the Air Force. So it's kind of like he's proud of that part of his journey. He's also showing me the photograph of him in uniform.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Okay.
And he's telling you not to overthink everything. He's showing me, tell her to get into her heart, get out of her head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is Jay? Who's Jay? James.
I don't know.
Does he have a brother who died?
No. He did.
Yeah.
But
your dad has a brother who died?
Yes.
All I know is he's saying his brother is standing there with him. And then somebody had like either farmland or a ranch. He's showing me just tons of land.
Well, he lives in Iowa. He has a brother who's a farmer.
Yeah. He's showing me his family. And what he's trying to say to you is I'm back with some of them. And he doesn't want you wondering where he's at, worrying where he's at. Like what he's saying to you is I'm exactly where I need to be in my heaven. Okay. So your dad is in a great place.
Okay.
He's recognizing that you're in this almost just, I don't know what the word is, feeling unsettled. And is that fair to say?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Very,
you know, life is too short to live in constant stress, a dysregulated nervous system. Like when we're there, we cannot manifest. In order to create and call in what your highest desires, you have to be regulated. You have to be peaceful and you have to be clear. And what they're giving you is this gift of you are doing it right and it's going to come together. So if you can go forward in certainty, not of the details, but just knowing I'm good with me, I'm good with God, and I have guidance, then you can co-create what's next. You can magnetize it to you. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Okay, bye-bye. That's absolutely amazing, Rebecca. That right out of the gate. How did that come to you?
You know, it drops in as it's a combination of thought, feeling, impressing my mind and body. So like okay. I literally in my mind's eye, I could see a red cardinal right away. I could feel pressure in my lungs, almost like I couldn't swallow. So like they'll use whatever they can get. It's like, how do we play charades with Rebecca to get her to say this?
That's amazing.
I know.
The other day in this large audience, I kept saying, August, August. Why do I see the month of August? She goes, no, my dad's or somebody's last name was August. So they gave me H for the eighth month, August, but really it was a name. Yeah, that's how
okay.
it works.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, we're going to go with the next person. And by the way, I just want to add to this. I don't we don't tell Rebecca anything.
Nothing. I don't need anything.
And by the way, I texted you last night. I about texted you this weekend, but I didn't want to bug you.
That is so funny.
And you responded with, I'm surprised you didn't text me this weekend because I'm just getting back from Omaha.
So. Every time I'm in Omaha, your spidey sense goes off and you know.
Yeah, it's kind of nutty. It is like, nutty. All right, so the next person on board, this is Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Thanks for being on the Big Party Show. Say hi to Rebecca.
Hi. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Courtney. Let me feel into this. Who's around you? Your maternal side is coming in really strong. So when I see that, it's usually like grandmother, mother. They're showing me, well, okay, there's a few things going on. I just saw somebody came in, died suddenly, tragically, and young. And then they're showing me, do you know anyone who is like a really good friend who died without all these question marks? Like, what happened? And I can't tell who you are, Spirit. Do you have a brother who passed or a good guy friend that was like a brother who died? He's taking accountability, responsibility. It usually means like my choices led to my passing. It may not be a straight up suicide, but it could have been a drug overdose. Okay. And then if I said to you, has mom passed? Whose birthday is right around now? They're showing me balloons.
I don't know.
Okay, and then if I said you M as in Mary, M as in Marie, and
no.
I wonder if this is for another caller that you have lined up. I don't know.
That,
it's really
that does
hard.
Happen.
It's hard when you guys have planned out some calls, but not all the people are in front of us like an audience. So I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, let me just ask, is there anyone for Courtney that would like to say something? Courtney, has your father passed on?
Yeah.
And could you see him rolling his eyes at me like he didn't believe in all this stuff?
I don't, maybe like a little bit.
Okay. And then do you know where the D name, not D for dad, but D like D as in Dave, Dawn, D name is?
No D names, no.
And then balloons. Balloons mean birth, death, or anniversary right around now.
I have no one in this. Yeah, not at this moment.
Yeah, I don't know if this is for you. And then, okay, they just showed me Richard. Who's Richard?
Oh, my sister's last name is Richard. So I don't know.
Yeah, so your sister's last name is Richard. I want you to think.
Richard. Yeah.
Richard, I want you to think bigger now. Is your sister alive?
No.
Okay. Your sister's trying to come through. Now, I want you to think about, she's with dad. Who are some of these other, the things I just said? I can't go back. I can't even remember. But maybe after this, you'll go back and sit with that. And then do you know a D initial that would be with your sister? When she passed away, was there like, no, she couldn't say goodbye. You weren't there to say goodbye. She's holding my throat. Which
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Was it questionable? Like, did her choices lead up to her passing, what she did or didn't do?
Sort of. Yeah. And she was sick, but yeah.
Yeah. But wondering like, had she done this, maybe she'd still be here.
Kind of.
Okay, let me just say this. If she's the contemporary I was picking up in the beginning when I said to your side, I thought it was a brother, was your sister a strong personality or like a kind of a dominant masculine energy?
Yes, for sure. She was the firstborn.
That's who that person was. You guys, I don't see them, so I can't tell you it's a man, it's a woman. I feel them.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's trying to say to you is that she's not alone. She's fully accountable and apologetic about some of her choices. And she's showing me, I'm sorry for what I didn't get to say at the end or have like finished the conversation with you. And then she's also showing me messing with your cell phone. So it's like, like, have you gotten signs from her with the phone? Have weird things happened? Has her picture or name popped up?
No, I wish. No.
See, and that's the thing also is that after you're done, with us, Courtney. Some of those things might pop up in your head that you're going to remember, because it's hard to remember stuff. And that's why Rebecca always says, don't try to make it fit. But you'll be able to go back on the podcast and listen over and over.
Things have a way of playing out to make sense without you forcing it. And it either it hasn't happened, or you're just not thinking, or you don't know. Somebody else does. The tattoo. Hold on.
Oh.
So either you got a tattoo for her, or.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you haven't finished the tattoo. Because she's waving it forward like, more of this. Now, I don't know if it's...
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. And then what she's saying is she and Dad are sorting out certain things. So she must have had...
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, she must have had some daddy issues. Because what she's showing...
Yeah, they didn't get along.
No. And she's saying to you, like, I own my part in the deal. But what she wasn't willing to do in life was that. And there's a humility. Yeah. And what she's saying is your dad is standing here like nodding his head like this is very healing and important. Now, let me shift to your dad. He's proud of you. He's patting you on the back. He's saying you always have been the glue. You always have been the kind of the consistent one, responsible. He's also talking about were you just talking about Mexico, a beach, Hawaii, Mexico, going somewhere, booking the trip?
Not yet, but yeah, something soon, hopefully.
Maybe you should now.
Yeah, exactly. Like now, maybe I should. See you later.
That would be your karma, right? You show up for everyone, the universe is going to gift you this opportunity. Okay. Right, so if I were to sum this up, your sister is the one who has a lot of like unfinished business and karma to heal and balance, but she's saying, I love you. I just saw a rose. She's saying she comes to you in dreams. There will be more of that. And you're not responsible for mom.
No.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, sweet. Courtney, thank you. And yeah, and go back on the podcast. Listen to it again or watch it or whatever, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right on.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. All right. Take care.
It's always so amazing. Like the things that won't resonate now, but then like you listen to it later. Like, I can't tell you how many times we've gotten emails back where people are like, oh my God, I completely forgot that that was like my aunt's birthday. And like, but you just get vapor locked when you're finally in front of you.
It's that, and you don't know. I've said to one person, I said, Alexander John or something is your grandpa. She's like, no. Goes home, tells her mom. She goes, no, actually, it was Alexander John on his birth certificate, but he changed his name. It was the exact name that this woman, her whole life, never knew was her grandfather's real name. So I always tell people, sometimes I never know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you don't know.
Me neither.
I know. I don't have the excuse of that I'm channeling. I just don't know.
That's a lot of us. Okay, who do we have next? Christine. All right. Christine, hello. Thanks for jumping on the Big Party Show. It's with Rebecca Rosen. Say hi to Rebecca.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Christine. You have a lot of family around you in spirit. When I see a family reunion, it means that you're doing an excellent job of thinking of them, talking to them, praying on your own. Okay. So when I do these readings, I meet you where you're at. So whatever you're doing, keep doing it. There's a lot of strong women in your family. And then they're showing me the cookie baker or something about the famous cookies, the recipe. Mom has passed. True?
No, she hasn't. No, she's still living and she's a good baker. She's got some good chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies. Now, her mom then would be the one because it's the mother figure on the maternal line. Okay. And then they want me to bring up the M initial, M like Mary. Who is M?
My mom is Marianne.
Okay. They're talking about your mom right now. So here's what's going on. Does mom have a lot of aunts? Did your grandmother have several sisters?
My mom was an only child.
Right, but her mother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She came from a big family. Yeah.
So I want you to pass on to your mom that she has so much love and support from her mother, her aunts. And there's this Betty or Elizabeth. And then they're showing me like hummingbird feeders, bird feeders. Do you have any clue if this is your grandmother?
I think it might be my Aunt Beth, who passed away, and she was like a second mom.
There you go.
To her, too.
So her name is Aunt Beck, like Becky?
Or Aunt Beth.
Okay, Beth. So that's who's saying, send my love. But there's all this support for your mother. Now, your mother might be going through something, because when I see all this, it's kind of like her spirits are down. Maybe her health is off. Do you find that sometimes she gets kind of depressed or lonely?
She's going through a lot. She is going through some surgery on Friday, and so kind of worried about her health a little bit. So,
well, that's like 100% what this is, because Friday she has a surgery, right? That doesn't happen every day. And what's happening is they're saying, you just comfort her. This is going to be so comforting. She's going to feel like, I've got this. My angels are around me. My ancestors are supporting me. And then you get to be the earth angel messenger. Okay?
Okay.
So moving forward, they're talking about, are you retiring? Are you hoping to retire? Or were you just talking about, like, I'm so overworking?
well, I wish I could retire. Work has been very stressful lately.
What they're showing me is one foot in front of the other. It means that even though it's overwhelming, exhausting, and sometimes we want to see that light at the end of the tunnel, they're saying, keep going. This is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You absorb a lot of people's energy. So when I see you as a sponge, it means you're an empath. And you have to remember that's a beautiful thing, because you hold space for people and you lift up people. That's part of your purpose. You bring joy. You bring comfort. But is it at your expense? Meaning, are you absorbing too much and you just have to figure out how to manage your energy, wring out your sponge? And then they're showing me, it's like you just need like alone time, like weekends, like get away alone. And then Dad.
I'm at a conference now, so I get to sleep in my own bed tonight. So.
There you go.
You get your own space alone. But also think about how many people you're around during the day. Mm. You know, there's put a giant gold bubble around you, so you're not absorbing everything. The dad passed away. Is that true?
No, both my parents are still living.
There's a man who died of a heart attack. He is kind of funny too. He has a sense of humor. He's saying howdy. Could it be your mom's dad, your maternal grandfather?
No, she didn't know her dad.
Who had alcohol issues? They're showing me AA.
There's, in our family, people who struggled with that. Yeah.
Who's the father figure that comes to mind? And then do you know E? E as in Ed.
E as in Ed. Kind of thing.
So I said you Edward James or James Edward.
I had Uncle Jim on my dad's side.
So that would be James, Jim.
Jim.
Do you know who died of a heart issue? Is that your dad's dad?
My paternal grandfather, I can't remember what the exact cause of death was. It could have been some heart issues, but it was, later in life.
Okay, so normally I wouldn't waste time on this, but it's important because he's one of your guides. And he's like saying, don't take life so seriously. Keep a sense of humor. When you have a hard time, ask me for perspective. He's also proud of you. He's waving you forward. He's the one saying you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. And to in a sense, find more joy. in your everyday stuff so that it's more sustainable and you're not like exhausted.
Okay.
And then are you in between relationships right now?
I hope not. No. Yeah, I am married.
Who's on the, who were you just talking to on the fence with, like, should I stay? Should I go?
This is the moment of truth.
I know. She's like, I'm
not here. I'm not you. It's clearly not you. But be like, oh my God, this morning I talked to my sister or I talked to my best friend.
You know, I have a niece who's getting married at the end of the month. So I talked to her about the wedding a little today and then kind of going back. I've been talking to people about, you know, work and stuff too.
So. We already figured out the work stuff is exactly what you need to be doing, even though – so hopefully that gave you some clarity. I don't know if this niece of yours is having second thoughts, but they're in a sense trying to say like whatever you're saying to her, keep saying, meaning you're intuitive. So if you're like, you know, it's all going to be okay. This is all good. Even if there's hiccups, even if there's not that she's second guessing maybe him, but maybe some details to this wedding. So I'm going to let you sit with that, but just know you're instrumental as a messenger. You're an earth angel. You're here to pass on messages. Share it with everyone we just mentioned.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. That would be awkward if someone was trying to.
You're like, yes. He's listening to the show and he's finding this out for the first time.
I know. Trust me, I've had this.
It probably does happen.
All the time. And then they're sitting together in the audience. And then we're all of a sudden, I'm like a marriage counselor.
Right? Because I've seen you and it's with groups. And if you dial into something and they're like, no.
Well, you guys, I had a small group on Zoom of 8 people. And this woman showed up, and then all of a sudden she was in a divorce. Her ex-husband shows up in the group. They didn't know. They both booked the same group. So he dropped off and he emailed us. He's like, I can't do this. Can I reschedule?
You're like, yeah, you can't. Because we were talking all sorts of stuff about you.
There are some awkward moments, but yeah.
Oh, I'll bet. All right. So this is Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for jumping on the Big Party Show with Rebecca Rose. And say hi to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca, Big Party and Molly. Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
I'm just, when I hear your name, that's when I ask your spirits who wants to talk.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, I'm just looking at this. I just saw a dog. So, did you have a dog? Animals are super important. They come through just like humans. Did you have a dog that was like a child that passed? You're like, I always think of this animal.
Yes, I do.
Was it white and black or two-toned?
It was black and brown, and she was my parents' dog, if it's the dog I'm thinking of. I have a lot of dogs in my life. Dog lover.
Okay, so this animal is showing me, like, picked up where it left off, is still with you. That's why you think about this dog, dream about maybe her. And then they're bringing up LLL. So when I see L's, it's like Lily or Molly or double L name. Do you know who that is? And then
LLL. Yeah, I have a grandma whose first two initials are LL.
Okay, that grandma. So what's her name?
Louisa.
She's trying to say hello to you. Okay, so she's there. The dog's there.
Okay.
And then I have
a
father figure. So it's either dad or this man. Maybe it's her husband. I'm asking how he died or something about him. There's a long, long drawn out illness. And then they're showing me R like Robert.
Robert's my husband's name.
Okay. So your husband is alive. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who was his father?
Okay.
Did his dad pass away?
Yes, and he did have a long illness. He had dementia.
This man is here right now, the father-in-law, and he's trying to say, tell Robert I'm okay, free of the body, free of the pain, 20 years old, active, loves being outdoors. He's like a Boy Scout.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The lake. Did they spend time at the lake house?
They always did.
Tell him heaven looks and feels a lot like that, that memory. Okay. This man is saying thank you to you. So you're the messenger, but also the way you show up for his son, it doesn't go unnoticed. Okay.
And, wow.
Yep. Yep. And then this man messes with your lights. When I see electricity flickering, it's kind of like your husband may say, oh my God, I keep changing this light bulb. Or,
yeah, he does. Yeah, I think it makes him mad.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's and hopefully he's open. And if he can hear this, he'll then say, wow, I have a new way of relating and connecting with my dad. And he can talk to him.
It's his. I don't know if this helps you at all. It's his grandpa, but my husband Robert's dad's name is also Robert, so there might be a couple layers there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's typically what happens. So, like Robert in spirit, and then the father-in-law, and they're trying to acknowledge, you know, your husband. But at the end of the day, all you have to do is either let your husband hear this or pass on verbally. And then you've done your job.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now let me shift real quick back to your grandmother. So she's saying to you, you're very intuitive. Sometimes you start to go into doubt. She's reminding you to get out of your head. That's where the doubt exists. Come back to what you feel. That's where your clear guidance lies. I see you making a lot of changes at home. Did you guys actually just talk about moving or did just move?
No, we did just talk about, well, my husband always is looking at houses in our neighborhood. That one just went up and he really likes it. I don't know.
They're showing me a conversation. If that has been top of mind, you may want to explore the idea. It's about healthy changes, bringing new energy in.
Okay.
So.
Oh, dang it. That definitely helps his case, doesn't it? And I haven't wanted to move.
He opened my door.
It does.
Well, so that may be where the doubt is, right? You're like overthinking this.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we can like sabotage blessings and miracles trying to come in because we get so stuck in control.
Hmm.
And that's where I always say, just say, okay, divine spirit, angels, if this isn't our highest good, I surrender and see what happens. If it flows, there you go. If it doesn't flow, there's your answer.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's so helpful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, thanks, Rachel. Have a good day, dear.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
So I have a question about this one thing. Do you ever hold any kind of meaning to like certain things that you'll see? Like there's something I keep seeing recently that's weird and I keep seeing it all over the place. And I'm like, would that be something that people.
That is spirit. Yes, that is. So like you keep saying dragonflies or you keep saying the number 32, you know, this is spirit's way of saying pay attention. And the fact you're fixated on it is – it means something. Sometimes you have to meditate, go within, and ask. Sometimes the universe will be your messenger, and like three times in one day, somebody like says something. You're like – you connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my God, my mom loved dragonflies, and somebody keeps talking – I keep hearing about moms who passed. Like it's a game, and it's like spirit's trying to communicate with us with symbols – and with feelings, like they don't have bodies, they don't have voices, you know, so they have to figure out other ways to get your attention.
Okay. That makes sense.
Do the symbols themselves mean things? Like if you always see, like, is there a meaning in a dragonfly? Is there a meaning in seeing a feather? Like that kind of thing.
So you can look up like spiritual meaning of totem animals. Look up like dragonfly, cardinal. Feathers to me are angels. So whenever I see feathers, and it could be specifically a dead loved one. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Molly, what are you seeing? Can I ask her?
It's weird. I keep finding monarch wings. Like, went to the store the other day and there was a monarch wing barrette in the carriage. And it was weird because I go to the beach and I've been finding monarch wings lately and I've started collecting them, but I just keep seeing just the wings, monarch.
This is just so wings. Crazy, Molly. So I was in Omaha this weekend and I had this large audience event that night. And I went to Regency Mall, and I had to go run into Borsheim's and pick up something. And on the floor was a monarch butterfly wing, a real one.
Weird.
I brought it home, and I was telling my best friend Katie. She goes, "Oh my God, that's my sign from my dad." So I gave her a live wing, and so I'm telling you that was a parallel message for you. When do you find a real wing?
I've never seen one. And it's gotten to the point where I have a collection and I'm trying to figure out how to like I've kept them. But the weirdest thing to me, I was like, okay, fine. But the weirdest thing was when I went to the grocery store and a little girl had left a barrette in the carriage that I pulled out and it was a monarch wing.
It's your mom.
And I'm like,
so it's
but I, the, like I keep thinking like, what does that mean?
The first thing I'm getting to tell you, the caterpillar becomes the butterfly.
Okay.
Your mother, death is a lot like that. We transition from one state to another. Your mother's the butterfly. Okay?
Okay.
And so every time you see a butterfly, you're like, okay, you're with me. And that's just her little wink to you. The other thing she's showing me is drinking like Diet Coke or a soda. Do you have any idea why? Did she drink a lot of soda?
She would drink one Coca-Cola a day. That was like her thing.
Super funny.
Really?
So she's holding up the Coke can. I mean, it's just validation. Okay, your mom's around you. She's doing her thing.
That's great. Monarch
I just
wings,
didn't know
huh?
if
That's
monarchs
nuts.
Meant something. Like, I know, like, in like Mexican culture, like, there's certain things that it like, attributes to. And I keep wondering
look
if it's, like,
totem,
a specific.
Look up totem animal monarch butterfly. You will get so much information.
All right, we're going to roll into the next lovely person. This is Aaron. Aaron, thanks for jumping on the Big Party Show. This is Rebecca. Say hi.
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 Nice to be here.
Hi, Aaron. Nice to talk with you. Aaron, who had cancer? Very drawn out.
My mom's mom.
Okay, so this woman is standing here showing me her connection to you. I just saw a pillow. It means dreams. She's talking about being there. Who worked in education? Or they're showing me books. Was she an avid reader? I see books piled high. It's like teacher, educator.
Oh, my other grandma read a ton of books.
Okay, and then if I said to you, Catherine, Karen, Carolyn, do you know where that KRCR name comes in? And A-N, Ann.
I don't.
Who's A-N, like Ann? And now they're showing me Italian or Italy, someone like going to Italy or.
We just went to Italy a year ago.
Was that like the first time or just like a really special, momentous trip?
Yeah, it was the first time for me and my husband, and for both of us, going to Italy.
We're getting somewhere. So let me just see where I'm going with this. So I have, I think, both grandmas. Now, there is a man here who's making me feel like he's a father. So it has either yours or your husband's father passed away?
No. My husband's grandfather passed away, though.
Was he like...
And we were talking about him last night.
Okay. And was he like another, like, in a very important, like, father figure in his life? He was close to him.
Yeah.
He talks to him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that must be this man. And what he's showing me is that he didn't believe in this in life, but he's really open now. And he wants to help your husband get ahead professionally. And there's something about...
I love that.
Your husband is like...
That's very fitting.
But there's something going on where he's like, he's teed up for this really big open door opportunity in the next 2 years. So it'd be like,
okay,
is he trying to like make partner somewhere? Or he's trying to like level up in a company or start his own company.
Yeah, he's trying to move forward with his career. His career has been a big stressor for him.
I want you to tell him.
Caused a lot of anxiety this year.
Yeah. Tell him it's all going to work out even better than he can imagine. And ask his guides and his grandfather. We have to give them permission. So to tell him, just say, I thank you. Yes. I welcome any divine intervention and guidance. And then what I see is miracles start happening, but he's earned it. He's done the work. And they're really proud of him.
Okay.
And then there's Jay as in John. Do you know if that is tied to your husband? Two people have the same
maybe.
Two people have the same name. And then they're showing me, do you have two kids?
I'm pregnant right now.
Congratulations. They're showing me, now you're not having twins, but do you plan to have two?
Oh, there you go.
I know.
We plan, hoping for more than one.
You're having two kids. Is this a boy?
Yes, it's a boy.
Here's what I can tell you. I see two healthy babies. I see this boy.
I love it.
I see a J name. I see two people have the same name. Maybe he ends up naming the son middle name after the grandfather we're connected to. Maybe it's the initial, not the name. And then what they're saying to you is celebrate. It's what balloons. Well, celebrate the pregnancy, yes. But what else would you be coming up like celebrating? Birthday, anniversary?
Anniversary.
Okay. Celebrate, you guys. And then Christmas is a really big deal. I don't know why, but that might be the grandma initially I was talking about who had cancer.
Okay.
Do you remember her making a really big deal about the holidays, Christmas?
She died when I was like 1.5.
You know,
but I can ask my mom. Ask
your
mom. That.
But she's one of your angels, like guides, because she's been with you almost your whole life. You didn't even have to know her, but you did for a minute. But she's the one you want to be asking for with like specifics in your life. Okay.
Okay.
I do see a dog. Do you guys have one right now? And I see it when I see a dog looking around the room, it's tracking a spirit. So your animal will see things that you can't as an indicator to talk to this grandmother.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you have any idea who this Catherine is or this that name?
I'm trying to think.
Who is the is the woman who wore wigs? Or like she's showing me her hair. Like constantly getting it done or wore a wig because it mattered.
On my dad's side, maybe his mom would always get a perm.
Did she have kind of big hair?
I love these questions.
Is that hilarious? I don't know, but this is maybe the one who you're talking about was the avid reader. And It's personality. And you may say, that's so funny. We're looking at a photo of her hair and commenting. And
I was.
Then that's it. She's trying to tell you, we love you. I'm here for you. Like, it's a shout out. Talk to me. So my job is to just point out who's there so you can run with this.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Erin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. How much time do we have with you? I have two more people. Do you have time for two?
So I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. Good deal. That's interesting. Hey, real fast, we're going to get the next person on, but does Christian, your husband, have jorts?
What the heck?
Jorts?
What are jorts?
Jean shorts.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And if he did, I did not let him leave the house in them.
Right. Because you are a classy human being.
Thank you. Why do you wear those?
I'm bringing them back.
No.
So why?
Look at Wylene. Sweet Wylene. I feel so bad. We need to see some.
You're welcome.
Poor Wylene.
Yeah. I'm trying so hard to do this. All right. So first of all, she wanted to go to the Goodwill, right? And she's like, I don't want you to go because you might just complain because I get bored quickly. And I'm like, no, I'll totally go. And maybe I'll find a pair of jorts. You know what happened? I went to the first Goodwill. I walked over to wherever they have shorts. And they had one pair of jorts. They look like they've never been worn.
For a reason.
And they fit me perfectly. And so I had a Husker party this past weekend, and I was having a jort party, but only one person showed up in jorts.
They're awful,
and they're not comfortable.
I don't know.
That's hilarious.
I don't know.
No. But yeah, she doesn't want me leaving the house in jorts. Yeah. And then I went to Walmart and I told her, I said, Wylene, we went to Walmart and walked through their thing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't see one person in all of Walmart wearing jorts. I was the only one.
Again, for a reason.
Canary in the coal mine on that, that one. Is so when you're going funny. To Walmart and you can't find anybody else wearing jorts, that's hard to believe. Know.
I hear you. All right, we're gonna go into Megan right here. Megan, thanks for calling and hanging out with the Big Party Show with Rebecca. Say hi to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Megan. I right when you said your name, I saw a nurse. Who's the nurse?
Well, I worked with nurses for a very long time.
Yeah,
and
So here's the deal. You have a nurse archetype. And what that means is you don't actually have to be one to be one. So your purpose involves caregiving. Okay. And you are obviously in an environment where like attracts like. And mom has passed. Is that true?
No.
Okay. Who is M? It's not you. Who's M like Mickey, Mary, M name who died? What is 11? Keep going.
My grandmother's, she was a Margaretta, but went by Peg.
Okay, it's Margaret. Okay. Is that your mom's mom?
It is.
Okay, I have maternal grandma here, Margaret, Peg. She's showing me 11, 11, 11. That means it's assigned to you, but it could also be like she died in November on the 11th. Or do you know what the 1111 is? It's an angel number. But do you
1111 is actually that's when my dad passed away.
Yep, that's it. Your dad is coming through. Okay, and what's happening is we have Margaret and your dad, and 1111 is his sign to you. And then what's going on is your dad is showing me messing with like the smoke detector, the car alarm, the house alarm, like annoying things that go off and you can't figure it out why. Like it's a spirit messing with it. When he passed away, did that start happening or has it been happening like in the last few days? They sometimes do it leading up to seeing me.
Not that I can recall, but he was definitely a prankster.
He's going,
so
it could happen tomorrow, but the point is don't make a fit. You won't have to. It's going to be like so funny, and it's your car. I'm pretty sure it's your car. Okay, it's like okay. I'm fumbling to find my key fob. I can't get it off. Like, how'd that go off? That's dad's sense of humor trying to say hi. Okay, he's also making me feel like he's doing great. He's on. Did he ever have a boat or did he fish? Do you know why I feel like that's his happy place?
Yes, he absolutely loved to fish.
He's like fishing in heaven indefinitely. He's saying, don't you worry about
oh,
me.
Oh, good.
I'm super good. He's saying, roses, tell her I love her. He's saying, you were right. I don't know if you painted a picture like where he's going or you comforted him about like easing death anxiety. Did you ever talk to him about death and dying?
He had a pretty long health journey and he got better for a while there, and then when he did pass, it was sudden, but it was one of those we all had to kind of have that conversation that it was his time, and he was absolutely it was not as we expected after being sick and then getting better, so yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, he's saying to you, thank you for your support, the love, the care, the words. You were right. I'm good. Don't worry about me. And what he's saying to you is pass this on to your family. Like you get to be the messenger.
Okay.
They're telling you to slow down. That usually means like you're going too fast in life or you're just like going to burn out. There's a lot of moving parts. They're saying, like, take a beat, catch your breath. Have you been feeling like, oh, my God, I'm exhausted, I'm overwhelmed, I'm being pulled in so many directions?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you're like sometimes we have small like wake up calls, like accidents that force us to slow down. You don't want to have that. So your job is to say, I hear you, universe. I will incorporate more like me time, downtime. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your dad is saying that William or Bill, who is that? Living or dead? It feels like a friend, like a really good friend of his. Who is the big card player?
He was a huge card player. He was a big card player. He went to the casino.
Yeah, he's showing me hosting his own poker game.
Huh. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they pretty much wintered in Vegas when he was in retirement. That does not surprise
me. Your dad is in a pretty awesome place. He's fishing and in Vegas. So it's his way of saying, but there may be a friend named Bill who died that is hanging out playing cards with him. You know, these are the things you can do later. But the bottom line is, you have a connection to him. You don't need me, you know? So I'm here to identify that. And then you need to just trust it and keep talking to him.
Okay.
Including your grandmother as a guide.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Megan. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Welcome. Yes. So when someone, you know, the spirit, when someone passes on, can I choose the age? You'd mentioned something earlier about someone being 20.
Yeah. You get to pick whatever age, whatever ethnicity, whatever body type. Well,
that's the case. I'm bringing back the mullet and jean shorts.
Oh, my God. I want to be your friend in spirit.
Oh, my God. Haunting. You're just like, this is the creepiest spirit that I have to deal with. Comes in on a unicorn with his flowing mullet and his jean shorts. You're like, it's terrifying every time he comes through.
You'll know it's me.
That's right.
You'll know it's me. That's for sure.
No mistaken.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to get the last person on right here. Who is this? This is Maggie. Maggie, hey, thanks for tuning in. Hey. Say hi to Rebecca Rosen, dear.
Oh, my gosh. What an honor. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Maggie. I love your enthusiasm.
I'm so excited.
Oh, good. Okay, Maggie, mom and dad, have they both passed on? Dad.
No. Just dad.
Dad is there. He's standing with this woman right to his side. And he wants me to tell you, who's the A initial? A like Anne.
My grandma, probably. Alta.
Okay, that's the A female. And then your dad is saying to you, he is the life of the party. He loves to bring people together. What's with the heavy smoker, smoking?
Dad was a heavy smoker.
You may smell smoke around you, and you're like, I think that's dad trying to get me to talk to him. Did you at one point quit smoking?
I did.
Because he's showing me this proud of you, kind of like, do as I say, not as I did. And then he's talking about your yard. And it, like, do you have just a gorgeous yard? Or are you always
late? I knew that was him. Yes, I just bought a house, and we were outside. I just had just gotten here on the final walkthrough, and a cardinal landed in the tree, and I said, thank you, Dad.
The cardinal.
And the realtor looked at me like I was crazy, and I knew it was him. I knew it was him. I felt him.
100%. This brings our readings today full circle, because I started with a cardinal. I said to him, and I see a red bird, a cardinal. So this is your dad saying, I talked to you, but your yard is a... Think of it as a connection portal. Okay.
Yeah. When we bought this, we felt like we were at his cabin up in Niobrara.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And he's saying, I want you to be happy and I'll meet you out there. And he's also saying to you, you're highly intuitive and that when you get stuff, trust it. And he's saying he knows, do you have your hands full right now with like taking care of your mom?
Just probably full from the move and the house.
So what do roses mean to you? He's showing me roses, like that must be for your mom. Rose bushes. Maybe it's he used to buy her roses all the time. And then
I don't know.
Who has a leg or knee issue?
Gosh, I don't know.
Okay, leg. Where do three kids come in?
He and my mom had three kids.
Okay, somebody, I'm talking about maybe a sibling, is having a problem walking, is having an issue with a compromised knee. Do you have a brother?
I do.
Ask him.
I will.
And then also ask him about if he's been really heavy, like dad's on his mind. Okay? And then he's talking about getting rid of the other home. Or selling, did you sell the cabin?
I did sell the cabin.
It's a green light. I don't know if you ever had any questions or conflict about that, but it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I did.
He's also showing me the hawk or the eagle. It means that's another way he's going to let you know he's around. Who's Pop or Poppy? Somebody?
We call him Papa.
Papa. And he still wants to show up in that role. And then they're showing me your maternal grandmother. And somebody died in a car accident. I'm not sure where that goes, but that just came in.
Oh, that's strange.
And do you know who G initial like George is?
My Aunt Joanne was married to a George.
Okay. And he died?
Yes.
And then do you know if there was a car accident? Somebody died? Okay, that could be out there, and you may have to look at George's family.
Would that be from someone else?
What's that?
Would that be for someone else?
Yeah, totally can be. Because, like, if you had somebody else lined up and they didn't come through and now they're showing it to me because we're coming to an end, it's desperation. A spirit throws that in there.
Okay. Wow.
Did somebody else today have somebody who died in a car accident?
Yes.
So is it a male who died in the accident?
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that spirit's a little late to the party.
Yeah. Hey, spirit.
I know. But honestly, of your however many callers today, that's a shout out to the person who didn't get a direct acknowledgement. That man is okay.
Okay. There was also somebody that was supposed to be on, but they're flying during this, so they couldn't. We had to change plans for that particular person.
And if they need to be read, we'll get to them.
Okay.
But Maggie, was your dad the one you really wanted to hear from?
Yeah, he was one of them. The reason that I wanted to reach out was when Dad was starting the process right before he passed. There was a yellow bird that kept bouncing off of my, fluttering its wings in my windows, and it would follow me around the house. And then a couple of years later, when my best friend died, another yellow bird came and attached itself to the screen.
Wow.
But it was years later. And I was wondering who was sending the bird.
The A name Grandma.
Grandma Alta?
Yep. And that means that
was Grandma.
She's a guide to you. She's like preparing you in a sense.
Did she wake me up in the fire?
She's
in the fire.
We were in a fire when my daughter was 9 months old, and I sensed that she was there. I passed out because I wasn't breathing anymore, and I thought she was there and picked me up in a fire.
So I want you to know, she said yes, and I saw an angel with her.
Oh my God.
Think of her as think of her as one of your guardian angels.
That's amazing.
But
that's crazy. That's awesome.
Connected. And divine intervention happens when it's not our time to go. And that was spirit making sure that you were okay.
All right. Maggie.
Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Okay. I'm going to go get your book today and keep working on this.
I love it.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yes. Get her newsletter.
Yes.
Thanks, Maggie.
Absolutely.
All right. See you later. All right. Bye-bye. You've inspired Molly to write newsletters now for the show.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not as good as yours. Only done one so far.
Hey, I have a quick question. I know you got no time. Molly and I with the show are coming to a turning point, right? And I figure I'm just going to ask you.
Yeah.
We're of course in a partnership with another company, but we're coming to a turning point. Do we just go out on our own, or do we just stay the course on this? Are you feeling anything? Because you've always been so good, and they never ask for anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just I wanted to get your thoughts, because this is kind of consuming a lot of our conversations when we should be not consumed by something like that, right? We should be consumed by the forward motion of the show,
yeah.
Not this.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we're in this eclipse season, and it's all about eclipsing things out of your life, endings. And what I'm seeing is there's two ways this could play out, and you have the free will choice, and I'm going to lay this out, and you decide what feels like path of least resistance. One way they're showing me is if you go forward as current, like, partnership, you have to renegotiate the contract. There has to be something that's shifted. It's either, like, it's compensation. It's the percentage. Something is really out of alignment, off with that. But that would be an easier way to go than if you completely cut that off and try and go it alone. If you guys walk away from that, it sets you backwards about, I don't know, I'm just seeing like a cycle. That usually means a year. So if you leave it as is, you're going to feel enslavement.
Yeah.
If you go forward with a new contract, but with current partnership, that's a good thing. But it has to be more balanced.
Okay.
That's the way I would go.
All right. See, that's exact. I mean, without even having this conversation with you, you have nailed it 100% right on the nail. I'm sorry, my light keeps going out.
That's
so,
your sign right there.
Yeah, that's weird. That's done that twice now.
That is a weird thing.
Winking at you.
At you. I love that.
That's weird. That's doing that. So that's kind of the deal. And I've stepped forward on trying to figure it out with meetings and stuff like that. And it's everything you just said.
Okay.
And thank you. Because I realize that it would be a step back, but I always believe in stepping forward. Also, you know, because it's not my first radio doing, you know, my first gig doing something like this and taking risks, because, you know, I just feel like without risk, there's no reward.
Right.
And I'm very confident of what we're doing here. And I'm confident in the future. I just need it to be even a little bit more. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I get they don't want this to end. So if you ask for more, you're going to get it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for flashing light.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Amazing. I love it.
All right. Well, let's do this again. Yeah. So you have a live event going on Thursday. Yeah. Details on how they can take part again?
Yeah. So RebeccaRosen.com. They can get tickets. Mm-hmm. Two people per screen. So invite somebody to join you. And it's pretty powerful. It will be readings, but Q&A as well. People have a chance to interact.
All right. Yeah. Very nice. Rebecca, thank you so much for doing this. I'm so glad we're doing this again.
Glad.
It's been fun. So, yeah.
Yeah. Anytime.
It's worked out.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Rebecca Rosen, people. Yeah, that was excelente. Excelente. Mm-hmm. That's amazing that she's able to do that. I mean, full disclosure, it's nuts. The first person we had on, and like I said, we don't tell her anything, was my stepsister. Mm-hmm. And she had nailed that 100% about my stepfather, because he had passed. I mean, everything about what she had come through, how does she possibly know that?
No, but it's so interesting, because I think when your stepsister goes back and listens, she was saying Jay. And I was like, Jerry.
Yeah.
Your sister was like, I don't know.
I know. That's why she's going to have to listen again.
That's what I mean. Like, it's like you get so you're just so drawn in by everything that like it gets scrambled in your mind. But I mean, like you and I are able to sit there and be like, we know who this is, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm glad I asked her about our turning point too, by the way. You know, I got a big mouth. I'm not afraid of corporate.
I know. There's an editing room for a reason.
No, this is not getting edited. I'm not editing anything. We're making it easy. Sorry, Molly. You know, deal's a deal. Deal's a deal. Mm. All right, that's it, right? Are we done? I think that's a full show.
I mean, that's like a full, like absolutely full show.
Yeah.
I gotta figure out this totem about the monarch. It's bananas.
Like, yeah, you do.
It's like week after week. It keeps and I don't know what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
Before we hop off though, I do want to thank Bythewood Creative. They're the ones that have created our amazing website. So like when you go to bigpartyshow.com to register the keyword for Whiskey Fest, which is Fest.
Yes.
Bythewood Creative is the one that put that whole site together for us. They've been around since 2015. And Omaha's trusted partner for stunning branding. They've done the stuff with the Omaha Whiskey Fest. So it's like tailored solutions built specifically for each client. Think of it like you don't want to spend a lot on a big agency, but you still want those results. Bythewoodcreative.com. That's the place you need to go.
How freaky was that light getting shut off? Mm. All right. So these lights I have in here, they're on timers, right? So I changed the timer to later, because we'd be sitting here BSing, you know, and it would go off and I'd be in the dark. That's all through a timer, right? So I'm lazy. I can walk away and it just shuts off. I walk in there and it turns on at a specific time. For that to shut off like that on its own and go back on twice, I don't understand that. Weird. Weirded out right now.
Like, my house is haunted.
Oh, spirits are here. No. All right, Friday, Fun Factory Friday. We got some emails and texts we got to get to as well. And tune in. We'll see you on Friday. You guys have a safe day and do yourself good.